Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. Big announcement. This is episode one of season two of Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
Congrats.
Thanks to Rod for the epic season one finale.
Mm-hmm. What were the...
I'm so excited to see what we do going forward in season two. How will the storylines progress, you know?
Mm-hmm. Any cliffhangers?
Yeah, we ended on a huge cliffhanger. Rod doesn't think I don't like cats, but you think I don't like cats.
Interesting. Well, I'm all ears.
Hemdo, what do you think I think about cats?
I think that you don't have one, and so you're maybe not into having one, and... That makes me feel like, no, you're a very tidy person. So that might be the reason you don't have the animals or the pets. However, you're not opposed to them as a concept. Maybe you're allergic to goldfish.
Not opposed, but she doesn't self-harm. And so she doesn't have a cat.
My best friend actually has a cat that's like truly deranged. She's sort of famous because she just bites and hisses at everyone.
That's cute.
So at least you know where you stand with her. Right. You know what I mean?
It's opinionated, yeah.
So she recently got a new pet sitter, and that woman like chronicles her pet sitting on Instagram. And so, you know, in the beginning was like, oh, this cat, it's very feisty, you know, I think it's going to take a little work to get her to come over to my side. But if anyone can do it, it's me. By day like four, she's like, this cat is actually the worst. Wow. Like, not only am I feeling like I'm in pain, but my feelings are also hurt because I really thought I could get this cat to like me.
They feel inadequate. Yeah.
Yeah, and my friend is not on Instagram, so I saw this woman's post, and I was like, dude, your cat is going viral for being the worst.
Did your friend say, like, I know she's on Instagram, but I don't know about it? Like, how do you even know?
Because, like, through another friend who had used this woman, texted me and was like, you know, your friend's cat is famous on Instagram. Look at the pet sitter's account.
Was your friend okay with it? With the
The woman asked her she could post pictures of her cat. She said, "Yeah, I don't care. I'm not on Instagram. What's it to me?" Right. But now our cat is famous.
So now, how do you feel about cats and pets and such?
I like them,
but you don't have any.
No.
Because I was right.
You were right.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Pets are a lot to clean up after.
Yeah.
And if you say the second bedroom was the hardest place to clean, you do not have pets. That's what I think.
I just think, especially a cat with the litter box scenario. No. I can't do that in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then a dog, you know, I love dogs, but they are also gross.
Yeah, you got to get the scientifically fucked up ones. When I went to Brother Love's place, I didn't even think about it. I knew he had a dog. I knew a dog didn't bother me. I knew it's a big dog. I didn't even think I'd look at the bed and be covered in hair, and you take off the quilt and more hair, and you take off the top sheet, more hair. And I'm like, I even think these sheets are clean. It's fucking disgusting.
I know. That's the thing. It really is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he used to have a cat that would, when he went away, which was frequently because he's a musician, whoever would cat sit for him would have to like come in to like, some kind of shit on the bed, shit in the shoe, because she was upset.
The old Amber Heard special.
Because they were upset that Brother Love was making movies, little musical movies.
About 9/11. That's not cool.
That's true, too.
But yeah, you know, cats versus dogs. Will we ever get to the bottom of it?
We have. Dogs are better. We have.
New York versus LA.
New York. We've got to the bottom of that.
New York, dogs. Oh, is that a promo for the Diamond Dogs spinoff show?
You know what? LA is Long Island with great weather. Think about it. You need a car. You need a car to leave. You have more space for less money. Everything that you go to is a strip mall, but it never snows.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Well,
ask a Long Islander how long it takes for them to get anywhere. 20 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic. Ask LA. Same thing.
Don't go by us. We have the opinions to judge doctors. So don't go by us.
I recently went to the North Fork of Long Island. Did I tell you guys that?
You did not. You definitely did not. I'm looking at the diary right now.
The North Fork, mm-hmm. which is like their whole thing, their whole identity is like, we're actually not the Hamptons. We're the North Fork. It's like, oh my God. Okay. Like, so
were they the Hamptons until like 2 minutes ago? Is that like saying like, we're not Astoria, we're Long Island City, but we're right on the cusp? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, at the end of the, I'm looking it up, of course, at the end of Long Island, it splits into two forks, right? No. It splits into a fork. Hamptons is the bottom. East Hampton, mm-hmm. Northampton, Southampton, Southwest Hampton. And I guess North Fork is the top little area, right?
Yeah, so it's just Greenport, as beautiful. Yeah. Southhold. And I went to a restaurant there and I saw Martha Stewart.
Yes. Spotted. I do remember you seeing Martha Stewart. Yeah. Nice.
Okay. Even I would recognize that the name is Martha Stewart.
That's iconic. Maybe
what
I
was
did
she
tell
eating?
You that. It was a Greek restaurant and she had a plate of grape leaves brought over to her. And I said, we got to order those because
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. Did you find something, even if you didn't mean it, did you find something to say to her? Like, hey, those were good grape leaves. Like, did you do anything?
No, we sort of almost did, but okay. We just let her walk
it's
on. We
best.
All walked by her to go to the bathroom.
Right.
You know, like we all did that. And that was the extent of our.
Oh, I have to go this way. Oopsies.
Yeah. Yeah. And what
I guess that's how you know you're famous. When you go to a restaurant, everybody goes to the bathroom by your table.
Are we by the bathroom? No. We're outside. What?
She was outside. But we all went by her. And when I walked by her, one of her companions she was sitting with said, oh, Martha.
She makes them. You have to stay friends. You have to
she
do that.
She makes them.
Yeah. You realize she doesn't tell you to do it, but all of a sudden you're not invited because you didn't do it. It's like, what is that? Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press, for the Golden Globes. Like, you it's understood. You say that. Then you thank your wife.
Martha.
Actually, what I think is she was having lunch with a robot, and every time she presses a button, the robot goes, oh, Martha.
It's from her phone. Did you see the person say it, or that's her ringtone?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Maybe you don't recognize her. Maybe she needs you to know. Right. Oh, Martha. Right. And then maybe you walked by so fast, the next words were, you're so funny. Or like, you're so down to earth, depending on, you know, like when you pull the string on the back of the thing, it says like a little something different every time. Maybe it's that. Maybe that's her PR company, that robot.
That was a good lunch, Martha Stewart.
She looks incredible. You know, she's 81 years old.
That's jail. Mm-hmm. Jail will do that to you.
Jail will make you look younger.
That's her jail. Please, you don't think there was? You think they weren't spas in this jail? She owned the jail. She bought it. I would have left her my Robin Hood app and go. Any ideas? And I'll be back from the bathroom later.
Okay. Anyway, enough is enough.
Sure.
You guys.
Sure.
Oh, Martha.
So much
enough.
To cover. There's so much to cover.
There really is.
Oh, in you life. Make it so hard for me by living. It's like you give me all this work to do and I have to do it.
Are you reviewing Lizzie's show?
He's like, oh no.
He does so much work. The question I have before we get started on the episodes is a week off.
Oh, what dear. The fuck? I know. I'm so sorry.
The internet says it's a new season. Like, I guess they're on hiatus.
No, I was really happy for you both. I was so like, man, Emma's going camping. She's taking a little bit of a chill pill. Keith figured out how to get one place. Now he thinks he picked up to two other ones. This is incredible. This is huge progress. Leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm sitting there, you know, when, like, in the movie Good Will Hunting, you know how Ben Affleck's character is like, every time I go to the door to pick you up, I hope you won't be there. And then at the end, he goes and he's not there and he does this like smile and nod. Like, that's what I was doing listening to you talking about going to Nashville and Chicago. Well, I was like, man, he went and did it.
and then right after that, right after he has that face and is like so proud of himself that his friend left without saying goodbye. The other friend you can hear from the car going, shotgun! Because, you know, everyone has to move on. Yeah,
exactly. Man, he really did that. He really went, he really left Astoria. Three whole time.
He found his girls. Brother love. My brother.
One brother love. That's all it takes. But yeah, fun times, it seems like.
Yeah.
What's one detail of both of your times that you haven't yet shared on the show? Can we get a behind-the-scenes exclusive?
What's in Brother Love's refrigerator, for example?
I think my whole family's hoarders.
So I guess that's your brother's refrigerator. I imagine in Brother Love's refrigerator, it's half-eaten everything and milk, but like also fake milk.
There was literally nothing in his fridge, but his fridge was half-filled. There was nothing to drink, absolutely nothing, and both of them quit drinking for the most part. You would think juices and shit. Nothing. Not a bologna slice. Like, he said anything is yours, but we don't have much. I'm like, much? I don't know what this is.
Well, what's in your fridge right now? Are you always ready for company, Keith?
No, but I have fruit right now. I have salami and mozzarella roll-ups. You would do good for a day or two in my fridge.
Okay. Yeah. And your brother...
Juices, soda.
Your brother has, like... the ends of a lot of things that he can't.
My brother has full things. Like, but what he does is he makes a thing on. What does he use? Whole Foods delivery, and so when he does, he's looking for the you pay $2 more, you get a free whatever. Oops, another ounce, and you get a free whatever. So he has 17 things of orange juice. Those were all sour.
He'll figure it out. Maybe in his 50s.
Like, you know, like here, I go to the store and it's like $3 for like a little, I don't know, smoothie. You would know the brand, but I can't think of it. Well, he's got the jar that's like, you know, he paid less and has the 10-ounce gallon thing, two of them. And it's like, but you're not going to drink them because you can't.
He had high hopes.
Yeah. Oh, you know what he got for me?
What?
Okay. I'm going to tell you something, Bianca. All right. So he got for
me. Let's set the stage, right?
Yeah.
This is a gift for when you arrived, like that kind of thing?
Yes.
Or he sent you? Okay.
I find out later it's a gift. I found out like 3 days in. He got a cheesecake for me from Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
There's no hidden joke or I ever told him I like Cheesecake Factory. But he must have heard a New York cheesecake. I don't know what's in the middle of this fucking cheesecake, raspberry or what the fuck. But it's horrible. It's got awful. But okay, that's nice. But then he goes, oh, I thought we'd eat it a bunch. Anyway, it was a $60 cheesecake. And I'm like, that's funny you said the money amount and I can't care?
No, you can't.
But then, can I tell you something that bothered me a little bit? Every meal I paid for, I wasn't thanked once.
Oh.
It bothers me. It bothered me. Kyle said, say something. It's your brother. It's fine. I'm like, no. There's no planet I'm ever going to say something. And yes, I'm staying at your place. Happy to pay for things. Even if you pretend to scratch your pocket, I'm going to go stop it. But just a thanks really would have changed it.
You think that's just because you know he's not a dick,
he's nice.
Right?
He's a giver. He's given me his bike to ride, you know, fully pedal assist like a moped. I'm like, I'm telling you, I can't ride a bike. It's been a while. And he's, you know, so I might break this bike. My point is, I know he's a generous person. It's like, but your food wasn't free. And I don't know if you know that.
Do you think, because this is what I think some people think thank you is a feelings word, and it's very, very difficult for them to express that kind of gratitude. Even though it seems very simple, like, right. Oh, thanks, that's nice. It feels like like people want to say it, and then they're just so uncomfortable with the vulnerability of I'm acknowledging that you're paying money. I could Maybe. Be wrong. I could be like, but he's not a, like you said, he's a generous person. You know, I'm sure you said thank you for staying in this place, but I think you're more used to talking, and these are big feelings words. So you're just going to have to believe that he's right. Happy that happened. I think
I have a theory.
Does he get to come here when he comes here? He pays for everything, right? Like when I'm with Brother Love, I paid for most things. He paid for a good amount of things because he insisted. He felt awkward, and obviously thanks all around. Did he just set up the rules where the guest pays for everything? Okay.
No, you set that
my
up.
My theory. I have a theory.
Yes.
He's younger than you, right?
He makes enough money.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I don't.
Okay, I'm just saying. I just want to cover everything.
But he's the youngest of your siblings, right?
Yes. Yes.
I think maybe it's hard when it's somebody who's older than you to think of it as like a gesture where like because I have a lot of older cousins and I have a stepbrother, like it's sort of like, well, I'm too young. Like I can't pay. I'm only 34. I'm not old enough. So like just that idea that like, well, he's older. So he of course is taking care of me because I'm his baby brother. And there then that sort of like getting into his head and sort of blocking the thank you meter. I'm not saying it's normal. I think he needs to say thank you, but I could just picture being like, oh yeah, my big bro Keith got it.
Yeah. Do I sound petty? Cause I'm telling you the very first time I'm like, we're now like a mile from outside and there wasn't a thank you, but okay, you have the next one then. I don't know. That's the way we're playing it. Oh, you don't have the next one and no thank you. Okay, now I'm paying attention. I'll assume I keep paying and I did it again and fuck no thank you. And at the end, goodbyes and I say hug you and say thank you for everything. That wasn't a trick, but then as I'm going down the elevator, I'm like, and again, no thank you.
What did he say for thank you for everything?
Fuck you, he said. He said, fuck you, I'm vegetarian. I eat less than you. Go fuck yourself.
Actually, what he eats is more expensive.
Right? I'm having a steak salad. He wants guacamole. It's 3 times as much.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. You want a salad with your dinner. It's going to cost you as much as your steak, these motherfuckers. Yeah, it's harder. And you can't just eat in every restaurant. You have to be a lot more mindful of your eating. So he's probably picking the restaurants more than you, maybe. But I think you set the precedent. I think you're the kind of person who needs to give back the generosity, not only right away, but an even amount. And I think Brother Love shares that notion with you. He grew up in New York. He's very tip and over tip and be generous and don't be the stingy one. Make sure you're not. Then he goes over the top with it. Like he's like in the Italian mob or something or whatever. So I'm happy to
go over the top, to be clear.
Your personality.
I see somebody taking it, just to be clear. I see someone like, there's 5 of us. Let's split the check 5 ways. I want to burn the whole place down and kill myself. So I hope I'm not coming off like that.
No, I don't think so. I think it's more like you're questioning the human behavior of a person who grew up in the same house.
Yes.
Although you do admit that because of the like 10-year age difference, he did grow up a little bit different. And I also think like your siblings, they don't speak like, I think the only person who would really like your sister would really know how to express herself in that way because she takes the matter of fact and goes, right here, there's a thank you. But they're so matter of fact that they're like, I think that your siblings could be like, I guess Keith really likes to pay for things and we're going to let him be himself more than how generous of you or whatever. It's just, that's the way Keith is. He wants to pay for things.
Right. I'll still like him for now, but okay.
Well, he looks too much like you to not like
it's him. It's hard. I'm like, oh, I'm in love with you. I only hug him because I thought it was me.
Wow. Okay. Scoop. LW Scoop Sesh.
Season starts off fast.
You're welcome, Last Weekling, season two.
Well, you have to say you're welcome. Otherwise, Keith will do a whole episode about you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, Keith. I don't think I introduced you. Keith and Hemdar here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Bianca. Thank you
for being had by me.
I thank you in appropriate ways.
Thank you for speaking, Keith.
Okay, I'd be thankful if we could move briskly ahead now, actually. We got to cover a couple shows from last week. Episode 3580, Yeet, with Erin McGuire.
Yes.
Now, was she an asshole?
No.
Why are you saying it weird?
No, she wasn't. Okay.
She was, we got an email from Christian with her CC'd going like, hey, I have
always
this friend.
Always a move when you CC the other person. What if I don't like the other person? What if I don't like their stand-up? I don't know them. What if?
Yeah, so basically, you know, hey, any friend of Christian's, right? So we're crossing fingers. She seemed funny. She seemed like she had a great sense of humor. But to be honest, Anyone, unless, you know, we know horrible things about them. But anyone Christian's going to introduce us to, especially if they're CC'd, they're coming on. Sure. So it was a little risky, although, like, you know, we saw the stand-up. Again, good sense of humor, very easygoing, was great in the emails back and forth, and was a lovely person the whole time.
Yeah, she seemed really solid, cool. Mm-hmm. I got to get into doing romance novel audiobook reading. I think that would be actually really perfect for me.
I could say you'd have to bring the good mic. You know, I don't want to confuse people right now hearing this, but I think you could.
Okay, yeah, with an equipment upgrade, sure. But yeah, when I was really sick after I got out of the hospital, I read all of the Bridgerton books.
Right.
Like one after the other.
I know of it. It's like high and mighty English shit, right? And it's very, very sexy. That's what I understand.
They have sex like once per book. And it's the same description every time.
Can I guess? If it's like one of these adult books that gets around a lot, I feel like, and then he grabs her. She a little confused by this.
As she was wanting it the whole time, but no, too much.
She pushes back a little, but she knows she can't resist. And then she lets him take her, and take her he did.
Yeah, it's always saying about how, like, he warned her, this may hurt a little at first.
And it hurt just right.
And then it did, and then he, like, thrusts, like, just an absolutely demure and appropriate amount of times before she loses control, and a feeling comes over her that she has never felt before in her entire life. And
a flush. They love the word flush, I assume.
She becomes one, and she sees God and everything else. And then, you know, that's the night they got married. So sure. It's all good.
Oh my, it's my. Oh boy. Oh shit. God. What other firsts did they do? What a big night.
First
holy
fight,
shit.
First smile, first right. Thank you.
I'm such a big fan of this type of story where it's like you read for 200 pages about people looking sideways at each other, being like, right. She's cute. He's cute. I kind of like what she said there. That was pretty cute. That was cute. Wait, I think you're cute. No, you're cute. I don't know. And then, boom.
Assume thighs rubbed together. Chapter 2.
Yeah, he like teaches her how to shoot a bow and arrow or something from behind.
Held my waist to keep me steady.
Yeah. And she felt his hand on the threads of her corset. And a shiver ran through her that she'd never knew.
And then noticed both hands were on her shoulders.
Yeah. Speaking of sexy stuff.
Yes.
Jerry Seinfeld, her kiss.
So just to be clear, in case people don't know this, Bianca adores Jerry Seinfeld. The car show, she can't get enough of. She loves the pretension. She loves the way it's edited, that they never had a real fucking conversation. Not only doesn't bother her, she adores it. There's not one fucking sentence. Him and Eddie Murphy, wouldn't that be exciting? Not one sentence wasn't edited. That's fucking insane to me, a human being. But she loves it. So when you see Kith, and Jerry Seinfeld, a grown adult, wearing, I guess, kid clothes that you could tell are expensive. One is somehow a Victorian, speaking of which, curtain. One's a letter jacket you apparently didn't have to earn. All baseball caps that we've never seen him in. What did you think, Bianca Brady?
Well, I can't tell what Keith feels.
Well, first of all, I can't believe you've been holding a grudge for this long that I like comedians in cars getting coffee.
It's insane.
I think I told you that one time, like 3 years ago.
It's called listening.
It's called a file, and we all have one.
This is going on your permanent record, young lady.
I think this is the only permanent record. I think like our principals were lying, our parents were lying. Keith has the only permanent record. In fact, you know how we know like Keith lets it go almost like Buddha, like, oh, I guess that's that person, blah, blah, blah. That's because he files away other bullshit. He can let go of this stuff. You have a file. You like comedians drinking coffee in their cars or whatever. That's on the file.
Noted. Noted. Yeah, my brain is like the Matrix when they have the guns, but picture a filing cabinet. It just opens. B.I. Click. Right there.
Well, I looked up that ad campaign and I said, oh, Jerry looks good. And I was like, am I attracted to Jerry Seinfeld?
He looks so condescending and disappointed. How attractive.
Yes.
You are younger. Yes. He might be into you.
He's, looking good in those outfits.
Well, it's a photo shoot. He doesn't look bad. It's just
oh my
funny.
God, I just clicked on it. LOL.
Right?
What is happening? Oh my God. I can't tell.
Sorry.
If he's.
I'm sorry.
Yes. He looks like he's going posh hunting somehow.
Yes.
Like hunting, like for, I don't.
It's like if they're the Louis Vuitton LVs all over it, but it's not. It's their own thing.
Well, the brand Kith, I used to work around the corner from their store in Soho, or I guess NoHo, very, very, no, very slightly no of ho.
Okay.
And I would walk to work and see these people lining up to like buy, you know, Hypebeast shoes. And, you know, every once in a while you'd see like Jonah Hill walking around coming out of there and in like a tie-dye t-shirt. And it was like, oh, cool guys, cool guys. And I was like, oh, fuck this place. This place sucks. It's full of stupid people spending $900 on a fucking sweatshirt. You gotta be kidding me. But then I saw this Jerry Seinfeld ad campaign and I said, I kind of like them now.
All right.
This is a cool brand.
Well, I'll give it to you that he looks really good in the
Thank
ads.
You.
He looks like he's a Beastie Boys who paid to be in the band.
He also but looks like looks hello, good. Hello, fellow kids, right? He does look like that too.
He does. Yeah.
He looks like he's now hanging out with what's that older skater guy, the one who created
Tony
baseball?
Hawk?
Yeah, he looks like he hangs out with Tony Hawk and is like, "Yeah, I'm totally into skateboarding. I wish I brought mine."
That's my exact type, like aging skateboarder.
I don't blame you. I just don't think he has the skateboarding to back it.
No, definitely not. But he, I don't know. I thought he looked great.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing. In terms of like what money can buy and what he would have looked at like if he didn't write very well and tell good jokes, he looks really good.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know that that's where my head's at.
Do you think I'm happy somebody liked it? And I was thinking about you when I even first saw those pictures.
Bianca looks disgusted.
It's
at
true.
That.
Of course I did.
Yeah. Whenever you think of Jerry Seinfeld.
Probably always, like, but definitely at this photo shoot, like, oh, fuck, I want Bianca's opinion. But yeah, probably anytime, to be honest.
Every time you see him, you're like, Bianca. That's that guy Bianca like.
Yeah.
And not just, that's Jerry Seinfeld.
What? I don't know how my brain works, but it'd be funny if it was either way. I don't know.
Bianca, here's what happened. He merged some of your file with Seinfeld's file.
Yeah, because it's got to be under both, yeah.
There's like a Venn diagram little bit in this file.
They're not
system.
Real files, so things are going to leak in, yeah.
So I'm from honored. Now on, you're Seinfeld. Yeah. Also from now, today we talked about how, you know, hey, I love Lenox Hill. We had a really bad time there this weekend, but I love it. From now on, according to Keith, I love hospitals.
Yeah.
Can I ever get away from
Lenox
that?
Hill no. specifically loves it. And then
love it.
Shit
now
story,
forever,
shit story, shit
it.
Story, shit story after it about Lenox, but she loves it. Okay. I guess we love
now,
doctors. Okay.
According to Keith, I think it's really normal to just leave files of blood around.
You like, before the show started, you didn't think it was a big deal that a vial of blood was left on a doctor's table for 2 days. Maybe we didn't tell you the 2 days part.
Oh, but, I didn't know that.
Well, now you know that. But let's say you didn't even know that. Let's say you didn't even know that. The first part is egregious enough. But guess what? Surprise, surprise. I was right about the first part because now you know the second part. It was a day, at least.
Oh, now it was 1 day.
2 days. Kinda. When were you in and when were you out?
We went there Friday night. We went back Saturday night. Both times it was still there. It was still there on the way out.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
We left Sunday morning.
That's flagrant.
Also, we never saw that person at that desk. We saw other people. So they might have left on Friday because they were.
Oh, where'd I put my blood?
You're checking for your keys. Right.
Oh, God.
What do? You give yourself the prayer. Watch, like we use stopwatches.
Speaking of hospitals,
yes,
the queen is dead. So if hospitals were better, maybe she wouldn't be. Okay, well, point one for Keith.
Thank you. I think we're up to two, but thank you.
Oh, boy.
So that lady's dead.
Yeah, how do you feel? You ever get into it for whatever reason?
Well, I don't know. I never got into it like... cared about the royal family in that way. I think it's interesting that it's like this legacy, that's this like historical legacy.
Would they?
And I think it.
Would they talk about it on TV? And you kept it on, like, hey, I'm doing dishes anyway. Let's see what this is.
No.
Okay.
I do like to see all the old jewelry that they have. Like, you know, when Meghan Markle got married, she wore like this tiara from this lady that was made for this. You know, I think all that stuff's really cool.
Could they have changed the world if they were clear about the little signals? I keep reading about these signals. This pin on this day meant fuck Trump. I'm like, well, then say it.
No, I like how sort of secretly bitchy the English seem to be, right? They're always being like, oh, well, isn't that delightful? And you're like, okay, well, sorry, I guess I'll kill myself.
They do
sorry.
Love that. I have to assume that's Bridgerton. I know it's Game of Thrones. They love doing that sarcastic poetry shit, don't they?
Yeah. And isn't it just as well that you, sir, came along to my pied-à-terre? It's like, okay, what? Like,
I don't
say
think
what
you
mean
yeah.
guys. The queen's dead. What do I have in my notes here? The queen's dead. The queen's dead.
You're not asking how she died, right?
How'd she die?
How'd the queen die? She was rappelling off of a big bed. How'd she die? All those horses, she was riding them bareback all at once like it was Ben-Hur. How'd she die? Ben-Hur was her father. How'd she die? No, I think it was old age.
Yeah. I think it's kind of crazy, though, because it's like very sort of she's very sort of emblematic of the 20th century, you know, like when did she came up, she started in like, you know, the 30s, 40s.
You mean the early 1900s?
The early 1900s. And then
that's what it is now. Isn't that fucking weird?
Right.
We were born in the late 1900s. Gross.
That's true.
It's crazy. True. I saw a thing at the bodega, and it said you can't buy cigarettes unless you were born by last Thursday. And I'm like, what I the know. Fuck? That's crazy.
I know. Like, bouncers, if they get an ID that has a 1 as the year, they know you're good.
Right.
They don't have to do that math anymore. If there's a 1, you're in.
Right.
I mean, we're in the 20s. It's the 20s.
Oh, Lord. Not again.
I feel like we just went through this. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Romance, Jerry for Kiff, Queen's dead. Oh, there was a little hiccup on the forums about somebody on the forums, shout out to this person, made an account just to post a picture of Christina Aguilera. And say, like, looks kind of unhealthy here.
Right.
Maybe she's a little chunky.
She goes, I guess we can't say. We know who it is. It's this guy that keeps getting kicked off all the time, our forums. Started a new one. First post is, doesn't this picture look fat? And it's just an angle that makes, I guess, the thighs of a dancer look bigger than they are. But to call that fat is nuts.
Yeah. So, bigger shout out to the person underneath on the comment on the forums who was like,
Chris,
you're fired or whatever.
Zeno Titty?
Yeah. And the poll for this episode was?
The poll was Yeet, the title, which means wow or yay. And anytime they give a description, it's its own sentence. You know, oh, I hate the queen. The queen's dead. Yeet. But it's never part of other words. Yeet is now a word in the dictionary. Your choices are, for the poll, cap or bussin'.
I had to look it up again because I couldn't remember. I was like, I can't answer this poll until I know.
And I can't say I'm surprised by the results, because anytime a poll is so fucking ridiculous, they always end up like this. 50-50.
50-50. Wow.
Yeah, Keith, I mean, you were in your bag.
I voted Yeet. I voted that it was cap. I voted it's bullshit. It's straight up not bussin'. It's a bullshit word. It means nothing. And I give it a couple of years to stand the test of time. I've never heard it with my friends ever. I never heard it with my stepkids ever. Bussin'. No. Cap.
Where do you stand on new words being added?
I'm good with that. You gotta add them sometime, but it really seems.
Are you gonna add bussin? Would you add bussin or cap?
No, I wouldn't. Not yet. That needs 5 years minimum. No.
Okay.
Would you add totes?
No. Would I add totes my goats? Would I add?
Well,
no.
I'm just thinking. Like, doesn't
what
it?
What would you add?
It doesn't mean that.
How about absolute?
We must use this by now, but doesn't it mean that, like, in time? This was used for a short period of time, and if we ever wanted to know what it was, we have this dictionary.
I don't know. I think that they added the words to the dictionary when it was popular, and I don't believe that these are popular. But I don't listen to new music.
Well, there's, like, if you Google a word sometimes, I'm saying this with peace and love, and just I love your take, and I
agree comes
with
another
you,
file.
And everything's great. But if you look up a word on Google, they'll show you, like, usage over time.
Love that.
It could be really interesting to see, like, oh, wow, everybody was saying that in the 1820s, and now we don't say it.
But anymore. That's when they added it to the dictionary in 1821. That's the difference.
I don't think so. I think that's just when everybody kind of got to using it.
Yeah, so that was the time.
There was... This word I looked up, usurious.
No, usurious.
Why so usurious?
Yeah, it's in the 1890s when people were using that, and now in 2019, Oh, it's not 2019.
But they didn't. But they, what, they didn't add that word in 2019. They added it in 18. How you doing? So that's fine. Was, I don't think Yeet's popular enough now to be in now. That's great. That's my two cents. Did you watch that?
I'm going to start saying it a lot, though.
Did you watch the movie about the dictionary with Mel Gibson and Sean Penn?
No.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. You got two fucking assholes.
There's a movie about the dictionary?
The madman and the professor, or the professor and the madman.
Is it a narrative film, or is it a documentary?
It's fictionalized, but it's supposed to be a true story.
And of Merriam-Webster?
Of the guys that invented the dictionary. And by the way, spoiler, at the end of the movie, they only get like they only get from A to A through F or something. But most of it came from a crazy person in a jail cell that focused on all these words. And Mel Gibson's the professor who studied every language ever made.
Was his name Samuel Johnson?
Could be.
Okay.
Wow, this movie sounds pretty riveting.
It's a little boring.
Just read the dictionary to you and go, I remember when we added that.
Some parts, like he gets the madman's mad, so sometimes he talks to himself and he throws things around the room. That's exciting. No, I just thought, like, oh, you made a movie about the dictionary. I got to see it.
And yeah, for sure.
I'm telling everybody that you don't have to. But yes, of course, I'm going to see a movie. This is how much I appreciate words, is my point and scene.
Let me ask you, was the word yeet in the movie?
No. And that's what I'm saying.
Then you're right. You're right. Here we go.
But we did only get to AF. So I don't know.
And wait, was Sean Penn playing the madman in the jail cell and knew all the words?
I think it's the Oxford Dictionary. And yeah, it was Sean Penn was the madman.
Got it. Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
Episode 3581.
I'm sorry, that movie was so exhausting. I just thought you might have seen it, that's all.
My Kind of Town with Gianmarco Cerasi.
You ever been there?
I feel like we have to say it like that. My Kind of Town, Frank Sinatra at the Sale.
He just thinks about every city so that it's associated like... Oh, Chicago. Sinatra.
Right. L.A., it's too much, but it's great. Nothing like L.A. Scooby-Doo-Boop.
Memphis,
this
go.
Town and this other town that's a neighboring town.
He does Memphis.
In a county full of towns. Cities and towns connected by roads. He's making a movie about an atlas.
I like my black women and my soul food.
So Chicago, you give it, smash or pass, Chicago?
I give it a smash, which is a word in the dictionary and should be. It's not New York. New York's just a little more happening, but it is very clean. It's definitely like... You can impress somebody there. So much wasted land with pretty grass and tons of water. They love water. Oh my God. They love wasting water.
What a weird thing to say about Chicago.
Fountains. Everything's a fountain. Everything fucking spills water in this place.
Here's what you didn't do. And you used to do this. I don't know if you changed. You used to go to a town, a city, whatever, and go like, I'm going to move here. But you're not really doing that so much anymore.
I can see it. Nashville, fuck no. Nashville only has, like, its little Times Square is all a party town, and it would feel annoying. It's too young. It's annoying. And then if you're not in that area, you need a car. Chicago has a lot going on, and where I was, the main part with all the art is very clean, and it's very nice. I don't know what winter's like.
It's bad.
Windy.
That's what I hear.
Oprah.
Mm. Oh, that's going to be our song. Windy Oprah, you know you're in Chicago.
Scottie Pippen.
We can't quit talking about that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'll skip it.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't. But I did recently watch that show, The Bear, on Hulu. Have you seen this?
It's about a restaurant and who gives a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's set in Chicago.
Table four, the order's up. Like, okay, I've been there. They're assholes, these chefs.
Keith, you're having PTSD.
Yeah. All I needed was like, did you see it? And I didn't even see it. Fuck this show.
When I watched it, I literally texted everyone I ever worked at a restaurant with, be like, have you watched this shit? And everybody was like, I literally couldn't get through the first episode because it was giving me an anxiety attack.
Do they show all the waiters crying? Wow.
Yeah, they show, like, you know, yes, chef, and yelling, right, and tickets coming out of the ticket machine, yeah, like, and people lining up, and
shouldn't
everybody
there be
being
a better
mad
way? If it, why does it have to be this way?
Well,
shouldn't
it's
there be
not
a better way?
It usually is fine, but this show made it seem like,
right. How did you say this is plated and there's not even a sprig of lettuce on it?
Oh, it's so bad we lost Bianca. There she is. Hello.
And then it flashes back to like him working at a really fancy restaurant, and Joel McHale plays his like chef boss. And
like
as
McHale,
he's like, as he's like,
he'd
tweezing little fish eggs onto a plate, Joel McHale's like, you fucking bitch. You fucking pussy ass bitch. You can't even plate that. That's not going to taste good. It's like the most bizarre thing ever. But
it's funny what you can shame people about. You could shame them about not plating the right little parsley sprig, or you could shame them for not being able to hit a baseball with a bat. Like, it's so... You're going to do it wrong, so just do it the way you want.
Yeah, so true. Hamda, you talked about fainting in this episode when you were getting your IV put in.
Yeah, can't I faint faster? Come on.
And your friend there digging in for your vein.
Fuck, I can still feel it.
Cranking it around.
You've been poked a million times. That happens to you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
there
disgusting.
Was a time where they couldn't find a vein for like,
I've been sent home, they couldn't find it
a good 6 months.
What,
like every
she was there for 6 months.
No, well, I've been getting my blood drawn at least once a week for like the past 3 years,
right?
So it's
a lot
of different people,
and they just go, oh well, we couldn't find it, let's just move on, as if the blood is fine.
No, they have to find it. I would get stuck like 3 or 4 times.
Fuck.
Multiple times a week.
Just good for you that you still love life. It'd kill me.
Right? It's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
in the hospital, they ran out of places to poke me, so they were like, stomach time. Like, I guess I'm being poked in the stomach.
Who cares? Stomach time all the time then, whatever. If that's it. You could just stomach time? Then do it.
With a needle?
With Eddie, my tongue! Who gives a fuck? There's one easy answer. Do that. I've had this fucking thing where they fucking dig it, and you can picture it in your head. It's fucking disgusting.
There was a time where it was only the tops of my hands, like along my knuckles. And there's this one lady. I still have a scar from her because she was so not gentle.
There should be about yearly.
A scar? Oh, my God.
About, like, there's not enough problems. About yearly, but a surprise. You test doctors and nurses, and if you don't know how to draw it the first time on this random test, and we'll give you a guy that has easy veins. How about that? You're fired for life. I think that's fair. Thank you. Thank you, Bianca. Thank you.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
I have had people who are like training other people as well. So I've had like new...
Then you try it once and then get the fuck out.
Yeah. Also, that's don't try thing. It on you. Try it on someone else.
I didn't mind. I honestly like it. I could get my blood taken. Like, I mean, I do. It doesn't even faze me anymore. It's like nothing.
They always take my hand. There was one in my neck one time because that's what happens after surgery. It's just hanging in the neck. I didn't even want to look in the mirror. Not because I didn't like what I what I looked like. I didn't want to see all the stuff hanging from the different parts of my body.
No, I'm like, I know.
That's over there. And I'm not, there was a giant tube that was like the length of my arms, two of them in my body somehow. When they took it out, they're like, look how long it was. I'm like, I don't know.
I have a scar here still from, they put chest. A port into my chest.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me under, this was my first day in the hospital, which was January 6th, the day of the insurrection, famously was the day that I decided to get a bone marrow transplant.
Wow.
So they put me under, they inserted this tube, it was probably like 6 inches long, into my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out from the opening were three wiggly tubes. It was like long enough that I could fit it in like my waistband and my pants.
And then did you have a suitcase that you had to carry around with the stuff coming out?
I had a IV pole with, I think, probably at any given time, like 6 to 10 bags of whatever, all connected to each other, to lines connected to these three ports. And then there was one that they used for getting blood out. So like, they would come in and they just had access to like my literal blood anytime. They would just like open a valve and take it out. And that was in for like, I think almost 4 months that was inserted in my body. And
It's amazing that you can have all of these things within your organs, within your body, and then they can talk to the different liquids and cross paths, and you have the right amount coming in. I mean, this is amazing. When people are like, holy shit, you went through a lot in the hospital and whatever, aren't you also like, I fucking live? Like, I know that it's a whole cliche or whatever, but you can have tubes in your body and your whole body opened up and they know exactly like how to let you keep breathing. It's fucking magical.
There is a lot.
If magic
was
actual science, which it is.
Right. Unfortunately, magical isn't you can leave blood on a desk and 2 days later it finds itself where it goes.
Right. Different.
Yeah. That's,
but yes, very that's uncomfortable. Yeah.
But they took this tube out and let me tell you how they did it. It wasn't magical. They just ripped it out.
Blood everywhere.
Did they warn you or did they specifically not warn you?
Yeah. He literally said, okay, turn your head to the side.
Smart.
And I'm going to count to three. And I think you pulled on two.
Good job. Oh my God. Are you grateful for stuff like that? Or are you like, motherfucker, I can take it. I'm an adult.
No, he was like, yeah, I don't know. This might be, we might not be able to get it out. We might, cause it sort of like, my skin grew around. Oh, wow. Not to be disgusting, but so it grew around.
So yeah. He joined your skin with it. He ripped it out of your skin.
Yeah.
Wow.
They have to like, have a cream for that. Bullshit. I don't like it.
He was like, I didn't know if we were gonna have to like remove it sort of surgically, but I figured you could handle it.
Right.
Sure. How'd you handle it?
Yeah.
One tear? Not even a tear?
You give up at that point, sure.
I went like this. Ooh!
Oh. See, I didn't picture you as a crier. I'm a crier. I'm just like, yeah, I'll be crying through my everything. You tell me the diagnosis, I'm crying. Just ignore it. They're very good at ignoring it. But I don't picture you a crier. I'm sure you cried, but...
I only cried when it was just me and my mom. And I was like, Mom, this is so fucked up. I'm scared. She was like, same. And then a nurse right. would come in. And I'd be like, hey, Carol.
Love it.
How's your son? You know.
See, we all keep files when it's important.
Yeah. Our different files, yeah.
That's what you got to do. We said this on the show.
Yeah.
You got to, how's your son? Bring baked goods. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Everything's political.
It really is.
You know?
It really is.
Yeah, but like when somebody tells you that they're saying, how's your son? You've been to doctors way more than everybody else when, you know, you can go, how's your son? Like that.
Just know it still works when we do it.
This lady, Marjorie, who draws my blood, I helped her buy an Amtrak ticket to Providence, Rhode Island.
You have to sometimes.
And then taught her how to get from there to Pawtucket for her nephew's graduation party.
Sure. You want to live, right?
So,
yeah.
While she was drawing your blood?
After she was done.
Oh, my God. Okay.
She's great. Oh, she's very
the best. Nice. The best.
Wait, I didn't ask you something important. Was John Marco an asshole?
No, he's a nice guy.
He was super fun. Really nice. I was so upset that his sound was so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his sound was off.
Well, huh? You know what happened?
I should be one to talk, but...
What? No, you sound fine.
Yeah, his. I think he did... If you see... I assume this is on YouTube. We started. Then I think... I don't know if something happened or he finally realized, oh, you guys talk for a second first. I don't know. But he turned his camera off. Then his camera went on and he was kind of like looking a different way. And then things are buzzy. And then I debated. All right. I remember about the 8-minute mark. When he did an impression, I'm like,
I saw your face. I'm like, Keith is debating.
And I was debating, do I say something now? And then it didn't really come up. And then it did at like the 30-minute mark. And I'm like, yeah, but is that worth bringing it up? Maybe I won't. Once when I did bring it up and go, yeah, keep an eye on your chat. That was written in the chat too.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
I think he did see it because I saw him. You know how you can like kind of see that someone's checking the note? I thought I saw him see it, but I don't think people understand what that means. It sucks that people can't hear their own sound.
I should have flat out say it. You just worry if you're going to embarrass the person and make it seem like a bigger deal than it is, you know? But
yeah.
Oh, well.
You're usually good at it, though.
Oh, well, usually.
Well, I love the episode, and I agree with everyone that if your romantic partner throws up, it's your job to clean it up.
Of course. I love Penda's point. You know, you say baby to each other, all right, clean up baby.
I liked John Marco's way of describing it, where it's like, you're the vice president of that administration. Or yes. He made some sort of comparison that I thought was really funny.
Yeah, that was a good
one. And I was like, you know what? Single people, we are the only ones who will ever know peace.
And you know what's, you know, I forgot to tell this part. I saw, and I think I saw Jake throw up first. I saw that he like turned a weird shade of pale green, and I'm like, now here's the thing. Carrie was busy with firewood, and so she's busy with firewood and blah blah, and I'm like, fuck, now Jake is throwing up. And my first instinct would be like, Carrie, Jake is throwing up. And I'm like, oh wait, that's a weird thing to say. And I'm like, I look over and I'm like, she's got to be heading over here in a second, right? Like, do I tap her on the shoulder? Because, if Carrie wasn't there, I would tend to Jake. I'd be like, hey, are you okay? Can I get you something? But I feel like it's not on me right now. I don't know. It was just, I was like,
maybe she knows the right words to not embarrass them. Yes, of course. Did you take a picture of the vomit, Kinda?
No.
Not good.
Wow.
Not even mentally.
Wow.
Betrayal. That is a betrayal of your friend Pete.
I would never do that to you folks.
No. No.
That's pretty gross to say. I mean, she did take a pic of human feces in the stairwell at City Hotel.
That's different.
But not Jake's throw up.
Blood she'll take. Shit she'll take.
I do want to ask you guys, like maybe this should be my own poll that I put on Reddit. Well, is it different? Like, would you want to see this throw up? Because I would not. The shit in the stairwells, I want to see it because I want to see if somebody took like a nice, you know, swirly Mr. Softy, you know, and left it there. This was very, very interesting, the stairwell. First of all, it looked like kind of fresh, but slightly old. It looked like somebody, there was a glove in the corner. It looked like somebody put on a glove, tried to clean it, then said no thank you and threw the glove there. Like, there's so much of a story. In this story, it was a person threw up by the campfire.
There wasn't enough mystery for you. In the poop and the blood vial, there's something unsaid. You know, there's something is amiss. Who are the characters? We're doing detective work. We're figuring it out. We're standing under a streetlight in a fedora. It's a noir. You know, how did this happen?
Right. Yeah, like if it, you know, if there were whole Cheerios in there, maybe I'd take a picture. Like, all right, this guy, we need to see his throw up. But there was no story there.
Well, you just knew that you knew the whole story. This woman's drunk, playing with firewood. The husband's fucking throwing up across the way. You have the whole story. I'm just guessing.
I'm just guessing.
And the poll for this episode was quite interesting. I love the way it was phrased on the forums to evoke a classic scientificity of the Keith Smalley scientific method.
I didn't think this was so bad. On the show, I said, do you agree with Keith or dumb Ken? But the forums, I thought was okay. Who was more correct regarding the apartment building's communer pool table? Keith or Ken?
See, I like that you said who was more correct, because I don't think either one of you is wrong, but I would more go like, this isn't the vibe I wanted. Otherwise, I would just go to a bar, right? Like this, there's other things. But
it's just
he's
like
not wrong.
Such a highfalutin way of saying whose side are you on?
Yeah.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Keith, 100% on the forums.
100%. Well, I know that's not what happened on Reddit, so now I'm going to.
You can look at Reddit. There's two people voted for Ken. Two insane people.
Do you think that, like, the people who were playing there already, they didn't seem cool? You didn't want to be confronted?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even walk in the room, and it was a glass door. I don't even want to know. Who cares?
Okay, I see.
And then I find out they're not, and I'm like, Ken, actually, we're fucking good. Let's leave. or do I pretend I'm leaving, and then he figures it the fuck out because I text him? No, I don't even want to know. I don't care. I'm having fun with my brother. That's it. I don't want them with me and my brother. So why would I want to be around them?
Okay. Yeah.
My brother anyway.
But they could have shoved and went, come on in. You know,
you
give the hand wave.
You might have gotten a couple thank yous out of that group.
Hello, some way or another. Thanks for asking, but no thank you. There's two thanks.
And you could have been like, huh, Ken?
Right. These are nice people, Ken. You're right. See what they did?
All right. Well, we talked about a little bit about last week, Epic Season 1 Ender. And, you know, I was really blown away by the stories of paddling in school.
Right?
Yeah. Not cool.
Neither of you have been paddled, right? In school or otherwise?
No, by teachers like that? Yeah. No. My mom lost control once and my dad lost control once, and I got hit by each of them one time.
With their hand?
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, you are losing it, and your hand just got to me.
The face?
Know? No. My mom couldn't find us in the middle of the night one time. We were pretty young, but me and my brother were in the backyard trying to light fires.
Okay.
But like it was safe. It was in like there was fireplace and whatever. But it was in the middle of the night, and she's checking our bedrooms, and she couldn't find it. And finally, we were like, "What?" And she was like, "Holy shit!" She thought her baby. And I don't know why. I guess we were raised like that. Why your first thought is we were taken from our rooms?
The window.
I mean,
second floor.
Like, yeah, there's no fight. That like the door wasn't broken down. We were taken from our rooms and were being fucked in some corner or some basement. They already took us to the middle of the woods, even though we were nowhere near woods. Like, it's already the end of the world. So by the time she saw me, she just was like, bah, and she like hit me one time. I don't remember where it was. I was like, I actually felt really bad for her, what she was going through, because she was just losing it. So I was like, all right, you had a moment. It was pretty bad. My mom doesn't lose her mind like that ever, so. And the other one was...
I should have done that, by the way. My dad pals me on the ass and go, I'm sorry you felt you had to do that.
Well, it wasn't this weird thing that you guys do where it's like, not that this is better because, you know, you're losing control, but it's like, and now your punishment, I would like you to lower your pants and then like put your hands, and it's like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. And then the actual punishment from a clear head, you're thinking.
It's never from a clear head. Like the voice was always livid, whether it was my mom in a really? Wooden spoon or my dad in encyclopedia, both on my ass. Yeah, it was. You were upset. You were livid. That's where you were going. It wasn't like there was no sit down. There was no talk. You fucked up. This is your punishment. Get out of here.
Oh, so it wasn't in the middle of control and never. Now your punishment?
Never.
Oh,
never. So it wasn't later. Hostile. Your punishment comes at 8 p.m. Oh. It was then and there.
Oh, so with all the fierceness and fire going yes. on in the. Oh, oh, wow, wow. That's all. So you're trying.
You're so you're crying and you're begging, though. But they're not listening because they're so fucking fed up.
Holy shit. What? But your father doesn't seem like he would.
He seems like a fun guy.
No, it's not that he seems like a fun guy, but he seems like a more quiet evil, not like a raging, like yelling. Yeah, he was,
but it's still
things.
There. Like, you know, you'd be able to read him in a picture. Yeah, he was angry.
Whoa. Okay. Because I thought he was always like, I guess I got to be angry now and just annoyed, like, you know, and then
no, he was always angry. He was always angry. If we had any kind of discussion, God forbid there was any real heart to heart, but if there was any kind of discussion, he's like, now I have to go get aspirin. Look what you made me do. And he'd take two aspirin in front of me, like, you made me have to take this.
Here's another one from the fucking Malley house. Holy shit, just when you think you know everything. That's a lot. That's really a lot. Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. You grew up with so much anger. Holy shit.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
Thank you.
Terrible. Anyway,
we gotta move on though.
I listened to a little bit of Q&A 99.
Mm-hmm.
Dagger. I got a update on the mechanic.
Mm-hmm. They're still fucking, yeah.
And I got a little bit of a window into someone named Keith McNally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh yes.
So picture me, you know, not knowing anything about that person. It's just rip him, you know, just get him. Get him, Newsy.
Did you get excited? Like, Newsy, yeah, yeah.
The newsman cometh, you know? I was like, damn.
Right.
But,
I like that, like, Newsy could be on everybody's side, if that makes sense. And that he is like, yeah, this guy had these problems. I appreciate the honesty a lot.
Yeah, Newsy is just a lovable scamp.
Right.
You know, he can sort of play both sides of the aisle.
But he gave Which it like I it like. Was. Yeah, sure.
I mean, I try and do that.
You do.
I
try you try.
To thread the needle.
You try. I'm always watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep trying, I guess.
I like
you can keep, like, as your friends pass away, you take out their file and.
Yeah, yeah. I can't live with that hate.
Do you shred the file after they die?
Yeah, it dramatically gets shredded. Yeah.
Well,
and
like
I honestly, I feel like I feel it when I shit it out. I'm not gonna lie, I can't explain it.
So the file is just things you don't like about the person.
No, it's things he likes.
It's
also,
everything. It's everything. You have
it's
a full
the file.
Yeah, you have a full file with me.
Like in your file that they threatened you about, it's like, oh, you did like after school stuff.
Yes.
That's in your file.
Yes.
You did, you know, like volunteer work. That's right. In your file. You got all A's. That's in your file.
I just feel like me liking comedians and cars getting coffee.
Yeah.
Is actually like a big chunk of my file, and I don't think it needs to be such a thick chunk of my file.
It's not even
I think you're getting it backwards. It's like in reverse. You're a big part of Seinfeld's file. There's so much more on your file. Crosswords, pun words,
cancer.
Cancers, yeah, that might be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. When you were part of the roast, the hair's looking good. Martha's Vineyard.
Best roaster.
Yeah.
Best roaster.
Yeah.
You're the fucking goddamn best. I'm saying it right here.
And then, you know,
that's
and then
the file.
There's a little, just a real little thing in your file that says, see Seinfeld.
But in Seinfeld, like 10% is Bianca.
Yeah, oh yeah.
10% is why were you dating a 17-year-old in the height of your career when you were 40? 10% is who gives a fuck. 10% now is Kith. And the other is like, oh, Seinfeld was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I mean, for some people.
It'd be funny you don't like Seinfeld. You love the Cars. Is that true?
Oh, I love Seinfeld.
Okay.
Just it's checking. So good. It's so good.
Of course.
And actually, when I was in the North Fork of Long Island, my friends and I watched like the Hamptons episodes of a bunch of different shows. So we watched the episode of Seinfeld where they go to the Hamptons and George wants to stop to get the Hampton tomatoes for his mom. And then they talk about the tomato being a hand fruit. And then Jerry sees George's new girlfriend topless and everybody sees her and
Shrinkage. Yes. I know this one. Also, I've been there with going to Long Island. I'm like, I want their corn and I want their tomatoes. Now let's find it.
The Hampton tomatoes. Delicious.
Are you
Martha.
Are you a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan?
Yeah. I mean, I used to watch it more. I haven't watched a lot of the recent seasons, but.
Okay. Just curious.
Seinfeld to me was more relatable. I think he gets too crotchety where it's like, I don't know, can we let something go?
He makes a spite store. He does a literal spite store. He can't let anything go.
He grew on me. First two episodes maybe of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'm like, just let it go. You're getting so many problems. And then as I watch, I don't know if it's me or the show, but I'm like,
You became his age on the show.
Yeah, maybe I became his age. I'm like, yeah, stand up for yourself. You're fucking right. Who gives a shit if your garbage is in their garbage? It's garbage. Fuck them.
Keith slowly moved away from Jackass is a great movie to like, these kids need to watch it. Let's go watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, I find myself agreeing with Larry 99.9% of the time. And on the show Seinfeld, I feel very kindred with George.
Right.
And
what?
And George supposedly, I don't know if you know, supposedly George is Larry.
Yeah, but George is such a liar, and I feel like you've never lied. Hmm. I feel like you remember the three times and you were 5, 8, and 12, and that was just a half lie.
I don't know. I've told plenty of women I was a marine biologist.
And an architect, Vandelay Industries.
Vandelay Industries. All right. Well, that's about it. Thank you all for listening. We went a little bit long today, just as a treat, as episode one of season two.
From Vandelay to Andelay. I was going to get stuck in there. My kind of town.
This town is the last week town. We love the town, cities and towns, small towns, big towns, population control. A lot of the towns are burning down, global warming, climate change, but we love our town. Yeah. Main Street to Wall Street. This is my kind of town.